Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There is so much hatred, war and poverty. Make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the tail.
They
don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away?
Up. Just for the breath of life, I thank my maker. My mom say I come from hustlers and shakers. My mind building on skyscrapers and acres. He said, take us back to where we belong. I try to write a song as sweet as the Psalms. Though I'm the type to bear arms and wear my heart on my sleeve. Even when I fell in God, I believe. Read the days and weave through the maze. And the seasons so amazing. Feed them and raise them. Seasons are aging. Earthquakes, wars, and rumors. I want us to get by, but we more than consumers. We more than shooters. More than looters, created in his image, so God lived through us. And even in this generation, living through computers, only love can reboot us.
Come on, wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed.
Oh, wake up, everybody, yeah.
Alafia, welcome. I guess everybody should be awakened by now. If not, get up. It's time to wake up. This is your hour, and you definitely want to participate and listen in. This is your only. I am your advisor. I'm the one you need. I am your advocate, the one you also need and want. And I am your alchemist. I'm here to bring you the chemistry to mix and create for yourself, your own atmosphere, your own environment. If you're an alchemist, you can create that today for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. We are still on the same old kick. We're talking about those spoken word artists, those poets, singers, and narrators. We've forgotten about our narrators, so I want to do them justice today by representing some of those good narrators and authors out there who are writing and who are putting their work out there. Why don't you come on in and join us, young man? We'd like to have you join us in the network where you could come in and talk with us one-on-one, if you don't mind. I don't have hands free where I can type, but you can come in the room, and you're welcome to come and voice your opinion. Is that Radio Raheem Network? Please come on in. We would like to have you join us this evening. Welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, you have your Omi Inca. As I indicated, I am your alchemist, because we are changing the chemistry and the atmosphere. And when you're working with H2O, water, you're working with the best. And if you haven't realized it by now, I'm nothing but pure H2O. Water is neutral. Water has no enemy. I'll tell you right up front that I have a currency that's moving. And if you don't get out of the way, it will keep flowing over you. My very name, Omi Inca, means water, meaning water surrounds me. I am the ancestors' pool, the cesspool, and the sum total of who they were. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you, and to my old friends, I say, make new friends, but keep the old, because one means silver and the other gold. And to those old new friends that are coming in, come on in and have a seat, have a sit down, and pull a cheer up. Ladies and gentlemen, we got so busy yesterday we did not pay homage to our ancestors, and I want to acknowledge that by stopping now to pay homage to my mother's spirit and my father's spirit, because it's something we must always remember to do. It's very in order and very appropriate for us to carry out those rituals, because African Americans have forgotten their place in society. We were the ritual makers. We were the drum makers. We were the drummer. And we created the music. We were the music makers. So we have to keep our rituals alive, ladies and gentlemen. Why don't you go over to the throne of grace with me? Meet me there so we can stand and petition. The veil is torn now. On behalf of us, we can call on Oludulama Ray and Akamare. These are the appropriate and proper names for the African gods. Now, I don't know if you're still hanging up a blue-eyed, blonde-haired Jesus in your living room or not, but I have made the transition. I have gotten over that psychological drama and trauma in my life, and I no longer fret when I have to take that picture down and put up a black man with a robe on, with his muscles puffed up, and his brass feet and his woolly hair. You ought to get out of that psychic trauma yourself and understand that it's okay to see God in your own image. Every other culture does, then you're going to have to learn to see God in your image as well. Go over to the throne of grace with me as we stand erect, standing with our hands facing up as if we are about to receive from the Creator. We pay homage to Oludulama Ray, who is our higher self, who we acknowledge as the Creator. I like to pour libations for Oludulama Ray, and I say, Ashe. I pour a glass of water for my father's spirit and hope that he will travel here to reconnect with us and to support us in this effort. As he comes along, we'll stand on his shoulders. I pour a glass of water for my mother that I may quench her thirst, that she may also join us as she comes to the lagoon and to the underworld. I pour libations to the east, and I call for Sheikh Diaz that he will be a witness today. Harriet Tubman, come forward and be a witness today. I call forth Marcus Garvey, if he will come with the plan and be a witness today and stand in the gap. I pour libations to the east. I pour libations to the west, and I say, Ashe. I pour libations to the north, and I say, Ashe. And finally, I pour libations to the west, and I say, south, and I say, Ashe. Ladies and gentlemen, we do this in remembrance of our ancestors. It's customary, and it is in order that we ought to line our glasses up, all seven of them, and pour water in them on our altar. They're currency, and we're nothing but a current. In this world, when currency becomes stagnant, it becomes wasteful, and it has to be thrown out. Our lives will flow better when water is flowing and moving like currency. You ought to put this water on your altar as an example, a mere image of your life flow. And as your life continues to flow, as the water drifts and dries up, continue to fill that cup so that your life will never become stagnant. Ladies and gentlemen, as we approach the throne of grace, we just acknowledge Akamare today and for how good he is. As I think about the cruelness of this world and what is happening, as I think about our dear brother that was slain in the street, and to find out that this brother was only making a way and opening doors for those who were less fortunate, but somebody had to gun him down in the streets. When we get to a point where we can no longer reason with each other and that we have to tear each other apart like dogs, we are working from our lower extremity, our animalistic manhood, and not from our spirit realm. That tells me we've got to keep on pushing on and talking about the spirit to remind you we have a soul. We are not like the animals. We can reason. We can even smile and show expression. But it's a mighty poor dog that won't wag his own tail. When black folks decide to stand up, somebody wants to take a stand against them. When somebody wants to help black folks, somebody wants to take a stand against them. Somebody's got an art against them. Somebody wants to mow them down like a blade of grass. When a person wants to do good to help black folks get out of the mess they're in, somebody wants to put a hit out on them. When a person decides they've made up their mind that they're tired of being sick and tired and sick and tired and they won't do it no more and they cannot eat Spam and Oreos and drinking Thunder Lightning, when they made up their mind they can't do that anymore, somebody wants to put an end to their life. Just like when Martin Luther King made up his life, made up his mind that he had seen the mountaintop, but he might not get there when we do. He made up his mind that he had already climbed over that mountain. Somebody wanted to put an end to his life. And so on and so on. And just like our brother Kennedy, who had a mission for all people to prosper, somebody wanted to put an end to his life. Now, they tell me that the word has it that our dear president is an assassin. He's responsible for what happened out there in the streets. You must understand that that brother is being guided too. He's window dressing too. So all of this nonsense that's going on in the streets and carrying on of killing our people for doing righteous things, things are coming back to us quicker than going around and coming around. They're coming back around the next day. So there is chastisement in the atmosphere for all of the wrongdoers and for taking lives of people who they think might be demonized. Be cautioned and be ready. Whenever they're coming after one of you and I, they have to demonize us first. They first have to make sure nobody likes you or nobody cares enough about you to defend you. When you find yourself cold and there's no warmth, blood flowing in your veins, and nobody wants to stand with you on situations or on philosophies or pedagogical thinking, then be careful that someone might not be trying to demonize your thoughts because your paradigm has made a shift. We should all be making paradigm shifts. And our paradigm shifts should continue to change. When you have a love for the people and you're willing to see into their lives and give them hope and be able to part with your filthy lucre to help them, that is a gift. When in a day's time men and women are making filthy lucre into gods, they will not part with it. Now, what I see happening in the streets of Africa is unheard of. Libya is getting their troops ready now. And we're finding that they have the highest cost, they have the highest quality of life in Libya. And all of the brothers and sisters in Africa have different plights. It's almost as if they're in different climates in different parts of the world, and they live different lifestyles. Why is this? And in the Congo, they're raping, gang-raping women and killing off masses of people. Someone has lost their ever-loving mind. When you get scared and have to stockpile, and you have to steal and ravish, you would do just about anything because the devil is in you, and you've let the devil come up in you and rise up in you and discredit yourselves for the lack of humane society of our brothers and sisters. You cannot repay for a life other than a life for a life. Nobody should have to give their life up for their concepts and their beliefs. But as I turn the news on, I become weakened by what I hear. Let alone what I see, it's almost horrible. So we got to cry loud today, people. We got to call out and cry loud for mercy. Mercy upon this people who become cold-hearted and more stiff-necked than ever before. Wars are no longer rumors. They are all blown out wars. And they will be coming to visit us here in our country. If this bitterness and anger and hatred doesn't cease, it will be coming in our backyard. We've got to come to understanding that communication allows us to come into agreement with each other. We might not like what we're saying, but we can respect the thought pattern of communicating and voicing our opinions and understanding that we have to come to a compromise. The Africans did not used to pull weapons. They would work with the human body and human beings to come to a compromise. Now we're talking about bringing out our nuclear weapons. How big of a situation can it be that you got to pull out the top dog nuclear weapons? No one wins on those accounts. We all lose. We're going to have to look at the situation and stop being gold struck and minerals and diamonds struck. The more we have of it, the more we want. And then we get to a position where we'll do whatever it takes to get more of it. We've lost the control of the oil now. At one point, we used to be able to control the oil. And nobody knows how high a loaf of bread is going to go up. They project up to $5 for a loaf of bread. Yes, we are in hard times, but we could turn all this around if we just soften our hearts and that we know that there is abundant and plenty for all of us. There's not a scarcity on this face of this earth of anything. Mother Nature reproduces after her own kind over and over again. God would not have created this earth if he knew there was going to be a shortage of anything for us. There's a lot of wastefulness, and there's a lot of stockpiling. We've taught our children to want more of everything, as if more is better. We've told them that you don't need just one coat, you need four or five of them when only you need to wear one. We've become a greedy country. And Nikita Khrushchev said that the way that we will destroy our country is with greed and backbiting, jealousy, and coveting our brothers' things and sisters' things. Don't you understand that if you are truly in the midst of God's plan, there is nothing too great that he wouldn't give you as a reward for doing his work. So you ought not to worry if we're going to have enough of anything. The wages and the gifts of the wicked have been laid up for you, ladies and gentlemen. So when you have need of those things, they will be there. I'd like to say a prayer for those who have been struck down in the streets and those who've had to go through war. I've seen African refugees come into the church to tell us how they saw their mothers and fathers killed at Point Range and how they were still looking for their babies and their children, and they wept and cried, and the church could not foresee anything this horrible happening. But they were refugees. They were fleeing their own country. And Germany offered them relief. Some of us have fallen lower than a refugee, and we can't find relief. I'm going to pray to the Father today that he will give us relief. Some people can't even sleep, and some of our elite and political officers can't sleep, can't find rest. They're like David, who couldn't find rest, who needed a bedwetch to lay in his bed to help him find a peace of mind. Somebody don't want to go to sleep anymore without a peace of mind. Somebody want to wake up with their right mind. Father God, as we stand before you today, we ask that you would bring peace. Let there be peace on this earth. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be with God and us. Ladies and gentlemen, pray for peace. They're no longer just rumors of peace, of wars, but there are wars upon wars. Now with Gaddafi gone, some of his people divided who stood in the way of the assassination. Some of them participated. They have mixed emotions, but never yet the man is gone. He won't come back in the flesh. But I speak to the spirit of his loved ones that are left behind and encourage them to know that spirits can never die and that they will live on. There are great men that have to leave this earth for foolishness. My prayer is that the foolishness will stop. And grown men will come into rulership and reasoning, right understanding. It's important that we, as human beings, mammals with warm blood, learn to compromise and to share in decision making. No one man can rule this world or run this nation. It takes a multiplicity of people to help run a country. Until we realize that, everything that appears to be up will be down. And everything that we put our hands on, just like the houses are underwater, just like our economy is flipped upside down, everything that can collapse will continue to collapse until we pull our thought patterns and process together. We've got to do it, people. We've got to do it because we've come up on hard times and it's reached that point. We've got to look inside of ourselves for a solution. We no longer can look on the outside. The answers won't be there. Aesthetically, you can put on all the clothes you want, the perfume you want, the layers of makeup you want, but you cannot cover up a blemish called racism, and you cannot cover up greed. You cannot cover up jealousy. You cannot cover up a fester sore. You cannot cover up cancer. It must be treated. And sometimes with a bit of the antidote of the poison, you must treat the victim in order to cure the cause. Jealousy is crueler than the grave. It green as envy. Racism should have died and been buried all the time. Now, we're going to have to make a difference and a change. We're going to have to do that, ladies and gentlemen. And our young people are going to have to show us how to do that. Now, I said I was going to tell you a little bit about a book. And one of the books I like to recommend is The Coldest Winter Yet by Sister Soldier. And Puffy gave a rendition of what he said. He said that Sister Soldier is the number one author of the hip-hop generation. She is a powerful and accomplished voice for the human rights. Now, Puffy wrote that about her. You ought to go out and get this book by Sister Soldier. I know she's a controversial case for some people, but however, she has come up in time with talking about what the problems are. And since we have a young generation, we want our young generation to help us find a solution. And this generation that we're in now has the pulse of the people. And when they're speaking craziness to us, it's because our world is crazy.
Situation. Take a lesson from our elders. Don't make the same mistake. Let's do the world with love and get rid of all the hate. Our elders taught us one thing, practice another. Just look what happens to the Indian and the brother. Our leaders make us fight. We don't know what for. If they want people killed, let them fight the war.
We're together and stronger than they ever thought it could be. A world motherless can help care cover this. The love for all people, no matter what the culture is. Our generation is making huge strides. A self-empowering movement that's on the rise. The more the doors open, the more the youth can see. A fair chance means a greater opportunity to have a brighter future, deeper insight. Work hard to be anything you want in life. It's what it's all about, the longevity. Educated enough to know what's ahead of me. Here to straighten it out, seeking your find. They can cage your body, but not your mind. We lay it all on the line in the struggle we grew. But together, here's what we gotta do.
Our generation, it's all left up to us. Our generation, let's do just.
else but me, mind. Straighten it out. Straighten it out.
Come on.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we have to straighten it out. I'd like to read you a small segment from the chapter of my book entitled The Effects of That Females Have on African-American Male, and I'm reading from page 27. And what causes us to write? And what type of experience do we have to write? And why are so many of our children feeling disconnected and they're feeling like they have low self-esteem, and they don't have a sense of belonging? And I think when I wrote this part, I was feeling that the children felt disconnected. A sense of belonging, which is closely linked to the condition of connectedness, is another critical component in developing the positive self-esteem, which is the characteristics of inviting family and school. Teachers can provide that sense of belonging for all their students by creating a classroom environment that generates warmth, acceptance, tolerance, and understanding. So many students feel disconnected from their family, school, and communities, seeing not to fit anywhere. They greatly need a place to be a part of the we without losing their sense of self. These senses can be assigned by the curriculum that embraces the multiple perspectives going beyond superficial coverage of the heroes and heroines and being deliberately relevant, current, inclusive, and accurate. Materials selected for such a curriculum reflect various culture and value sets in respectful manner. Even the audiovisual aids and guest speakers selected reflect the diversity of the class as much as possible. Materials are avoided which incorporate negative or stereotype images. Cultural artifacts are integrated into the environment as naturally as they exist in the society, rather than being artificially placed on the display during set aside periods. Special programs and services are delivered in a manner which avoids isolation and stagnation. A sincere effort to protect the confidentiality of the circumstances surrounding students' needs. Personnel, employment, and such programs display genuine concern for the well-being and education of all students and perform their services in a caring rather than a conditioning and descending manner, all which contribute positive to the self and the sense of belonging. The sense of belonging, most young people that before they got in trouble, they would tell me that I didn't feel like I belonged. I felt like I was looking in from the outside, and I didn't have anyone to connect with. Usually, this happens to adults as well. They start to feel disconnected. So it's very important, teachers, that we reconnect our youngsters back to the greater circle. Even we as adults want to be reconnected to the greater circle. It's very important that when we are listening to the music, that we try to reconnect to the greater circle and to hear what they are saying. Sometimes we can't see it that immediate hour, but later on we realize what they were saying was true in the lyrics of the word. Now, as we examine these words all week, the month is coming up on the end. We've been examining the words of hard times. We know that that's a negative figment of imagination. So we're trying to train our minds to think positively so that when we hear things that we can change the affirmation on, we change the situation around, and then we get over the greenhouse. Now, I want every one of us to wake up in here. We've been anesthetized for too long. I would like to talk to you about something very serious. I talked to you briefly about the purpose of becoming Project 2019 all over this country and setting up shop. We just inactivated our new president for Northern Indiana who will be taking over my spot. I have been graciously asked to move up to the executive or of the national executive for Project 2019. I'm asking you to search yourself. If you're a leader and if you have a go-getter's attitude and you have a mission and a goal to permeate higher education in literacy and becoming a family life center, then step up and take the curriculum to your church and introduce it to your church. You can go right on Blog Talk and look up the process for becoming a chapter. We'd like to welcome each and every one of you potential chapter members out there who are interested in incorporating Project 2019 in your churches as a form of rites of passage. Now, we will be having something special for those chapter presidents as we bring our new brother into inauguration and bring him into office. So I'd like for you to continue to be patient with me as we try to work on outside activities and bring about help in the community for all of us. I'd like to say that the young people are doing a great job of supporting Project 2019. You can also purchase your hats, your T-shirts, and your buttons, and your book. That's right. We do have a book, and we'd like for each one of you to get this book and read this book. You can make a donation between $5 and $10 and purchase the book online. The most important thing, don't let it sit in the corner. Pick up the Project 2019 book because by the year 2019, we would have transitioned out of slavery over 400 years. Now would be the time to look at making changes on this earth for the black man and the yellow man. The transition should begin. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for being a part of this hour and this time. We're not about to fall upon hard times. We're getting ready to get over the greenhouse. And it's my prayer that you will continue to pray and use affirmations so that you will not see yourself falling prey to lower than a refugee. Listen up, brothers and sisters. This is the power of the hour. We are not falling up on hard times, but we have gotten over the greenhouse, and we're going to continue to get over the greenhouse. Hard times are behind us. Say that with me. Hard times are behind us. We will get over the greenhouse. Glory, hella groovy style. On that note, I say, oh, double, and baba boo.
Yeah, yeah.
Thunderbird, baby. Yeah.